Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Me'ila, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about a chatas oif, now we speak about an oila sa'oif. Unlike a chatas, you can donate an oila. Sometimes you are mechuyev to bring it together with the chatas. Like the chatas, the oila sa'oif has malika, not the regular shechita. And also, they squeeze the blood on the mizbeach. Where it's different than the chatas oif is that there's no sprinkling. By the chatas oif, it's malika, hazah, then they're squeezing. Here it's malika and squeezing. Zok de Mishnah, oila sa'oif, a bird, carbon oila, mayalam bother is mi'ila for it, mishahugdisha. Once you're magdish it. Nimlaka, then once there's malika. So like the chatas oif, because it has more kiddush, it's more sensitive, and therefore hukshira, it becomes capable, he pasal, to become pasal. Bit full yom, if a full yom touches it again, a full yom is someone who tivled himself, but the sun didn't set yet. Or someone who did tivle themselves, and the sun did set, but they still have to bring karbanos. Ubelina. Or if it wasn't squeezed out on the mizbeach before night. Mitzadam, once the kohen squeezes out the blood against the walls of the mizbeach. Now remember, as the Bat Tanura stresses over here, the squeezing by the oila sa'if is instead of the zrika by the chata sa'if, as well as the behema. And therefore, chayav an ala mishim pigal nicer v'tame. Now somebody would be chayav karis for pigal nicer or tame. What about mi'ila? Does mi'ila go off? I mean, by the chata sa'if we said that with the zrika sedam mi'ila goes off. And here you're telling me the squeezing is in place of the zrika. The pasuk says by the oila sa'if in nim tzadamai. So the mila should go off now, right? Wrong. Remember, we stressed this again and again. The reason the mi'ila goes off by the chatas oif is because now, from this point and on, after the zrika, the basar is mutter for the kaihanim. But the oil is completely burnt. The oil stays kachay Hashem even after the zrika. And therefore, umay alimba, one would continue to be mayal behegdish achetetsu lebeis hadeshen. Until the ashes go out to the place of ashes. In other words, after it's completely burnt, and this base edition was outside of Yerushalayim. Now, every single day, a small amount of ashes is separated from yesterday's karbanos, and it's placed on the floor of the Azara, east of the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. What happens with the rest of the ashes? They're gathered into a pile in the middle of the Mizbeach. That pile was called the Tapuach. That's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen that we learn about at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. And if you say Karbanos, you say the Parsha every day. And then there's a mitzvah of Aitzahas Hadeshen. Remember, Trumas Hadeshen, that's the small amount of ashes that are separated from the ashes of yesterday's Karbanos. And then there's Haitzahas Hadeshen, removing the ashes. The pile of ashes that remained on the Mizbeach is taken away. It's taken to the Beis Hadeshen, the place outside of Yerushalayim. And it's left over there. Once the kohen completes that mitzvah, only from this point and on does the mi'ila go off. Because once all mitzvahs are completed, there's no longer any mi'ila. So our mishnah we learned about in oila sa'if, let's chazer over. We said there's mi'ila as soon as you're magdish it. After malika, it is set to become pasul if touched by a tful yayim, mechusa kippurim, or night came and you didn't do the squeezing of the blood. Once you squeeze the blood, there's a chi of a pigal nice of a tummy. Remember, by the chatas life, there's still the zrika. But here, there's only the squeezing. But here's the main difference between the oila sa'if and the chatas sa'if. Whereas by the chatas life, after zrika sadam, being that it becomes mutter for the kayan, mi'ila goes off, here's mi'ila is going to stay. Because it never becomes mutter for a kayan. It's burnt on the mizbeach. And even after it's burnt, there's still the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen and Haitzahas Hadeshen. It's only after the mitzvah of Haitzahas Hadeshen is completed that it's taken out, outside of Yerushalayim. It's only from that point on that if somebody would use it for his own benefit, he would not be Moyel Behegdish. And remember, we mentioned when it comes to the ashes, there are two mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is Trumas Hadeshen that was done every single day, usually near the Aleis HaShachar, where the Kayin took some of the ashes, and put it on the floor, east of the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach. The rest was piled up. That was called the Tapuach, in the middle of the Mizbeach. And the second mitzvah, which is the final mitzvah, is Aitzoas HaDeshen. They took the ashes off the Mizbeach and took it out to the Beis HaDeshen outside of Yerushalayim. That mitzvah was not done every single day, by the way. What they would do is they would pile up the ashes on the Tapuach. Tapuach means like an apple shape. Till there was no longer any place. That's when they took out the ashes to the Beis HaDeshen.